Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
See, now, you talk about me liking ballads. I did not expect you to be like a, I don't know if this is technically considered a ballad, but I did not expect you to be like a slow, you know, mellow type of music guy. But this is just one piano here laying out for her voice.
This is the best Christmas song there is. I have no idea why I like this so much. Whitney Houston did it.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie Underwood. I'm sure others have done it. Bing Crosby, I think, did the original. I'm not a big religious guy. This always makes me like think of a religious type song.
Isn't it? I think it's like origins come from. I'm pretty sure I've heard this in church.
I mean, I don't know why I love this so much, but it is my favorite. I mean, and there are so many others that are really good, and I'm not trying to be a jerk or anything like that. There are plenty of songs that I love, right? A lot of songs that you played today, love
that are before 2000, right? That's the qualification.
Would you stop with that?
I don't know what it is, but today I feel like I am doing an excellent job. 10 out of 10 across the board of getting under your skin.
Wow.
Like, it's, I don't know what it is. I must have woke up on the right side of the bed, but I am not used to
this
being.
This is your Christmas gift to me.
Yeah,
huh?
I'm not used to being this effective.
I'm just going to make you miserable, Rooster.
No, yeah, exactly. I'm like Steph Curry with this shot. Like, everything, I'm like,
oh.
The rim is like you're, 10 feet wide right now.
You're draining them from 45 away.
Yeah,
huh?
I'm just. Little comments and Chris Russell would just stop.
Yeah, that before we get to all things AMAC, which I'm thinking about suspending. do you hear what I hear? From that's the Carrie Underwood version. Again, Whitney Houston did a version of it. I think it was Bing Crosby that did the original. I want to double check that. It was it was a plea for peace in the Cuban Missile Crisis, which is interesting. Mm. It sold tens of millions of copies, been covered by hundreds of artists. So yeah, I guess more than just Whitney Houston and
but you fell in love, like, yeah, Whitney Houston, man. Was the first time you heard it, and then you fell in love, yeah, with it with Carrie Underwood.
Yeah,
is that how you would describe it?
Yeah, I would say. I mean, maybe not Whitney Houston the first time, but you know. Let me see. Released shortly after Thanksgiving in 1962, which was a long time ago, Bing Crosby made the song into a hit when he recorded his own version in 63. And then since then, the cover versions most notably are Andy Williams, Pat Boone, Kate Smith, Diane Carroll, Jim Nabors, who is a fraternity brother of mine, Perry Como, Robert Goulet, Mahalia Jackson, Johnny Mathis, Whitney Houston, of course, Bob Dylan, and Carrie Underwood. I mean, it's just, I guess Pentatonix did something where they mixed in Whitney Houston. I'm not familiar with that. I don't know why I love that song.
Sometimes there's no rhyme or reason, yeah. Especially with music. It's the little subtleties that you know.
Yeah. So I kept you guessing. You would have never guessed that.
No. And I was really, maybe this is my payback, because yesterday, as you know, I was clearly frustrated that you were
so frustrated. You have been hostile with me.
Okay. No, that's not.
So let's kick off All Things AMAC by asking you a very important question. Why have you been so hostile?
I actually am greatly appreciative of you for that gift that you gave me yesterday.
That's nothing. I mean, it's a thanks for all the hard work you do. I wish I could do more, but, you know, I got to take care
of it. Man, that is plenty, because, you know, it lasts me about like a week at Sweet Green, because, you know, I eat it three times a day.
And that's the thing. I mean, you eat it three times a day.
No, I don't. That was sarcasm. Okay. No.
Just once a day.
Yeah, just once a day.
And that's what leads to some of those marathon sessions that you so brazenly talk about.
What are you referring to?
In the evening.
The marathon sessions?
On the toilet bowl.
Oh, got you. I didn't know where we were going. I'm glad you clarified that.
You thought I was talking about something else. See where your brain goes.
Yeah, okay. You point a finger before pointing back at you, right?
I mean, I what are you talking about?
I just wanted to clarify for our audience.
I was talking about you and what you tell everybody around here and what you tell my son, that, you know, you can't wait for him to arrive to have a burping and a farting contest with him. Trying to steal Athens' bit.
Mm-hmm. Athens stole my bit.
How you say, well, you know, it doesn't really count if you don't spend 20 minutes on the toilet bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Your favorite team, the New York Giants,
mm-hmm.
and the Las Vegas Raiders, Tyler's favorite team, are going to spend 3 hours on the toilet bowl on Sunday.
Yeah, man.
Battling it out.
Yeah.
For whose turd smells the worst.
Yeah. And, you know, I think this is the funny thing, right? I'm wearing my Giants hat in honor of this.
Yeah.
I think the Giants, as many times as I came in here and I said, I think the Giants are going to win. In the most Giant way possible, we are going to win and lose the number one overall pick. And I'm just going to be like, you know, there's this sense of defeat when it comes to the Giants, like almost like a submission.
If they lose,
mm-hmm.
they get the number one overall pick, right? Is that locked in, or is that just the lead for the number one?
I mean,
one
I think
pick?
It's the chances of it are high because we
I
end
think it's
the
locked
season,
in, if I'm not mistaken.
Because we end the season with the Cowboys, right. I don't really.
I believe it's locked in because of tiebreakers and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But just certainly they're in the lead. If they get the number two overall pick,
yeah,
clearly Vegas needs a quarterback, and you would think, not definitively, but mm-hmm. you would think that they would probably go Fernando Mendoza.
Mm-hmm.
But Mendoza reminds me a lot of Kirk Cousins, but from a stylistic sense, I can see some Tom Brady in him, right? From a stylistic sense.
And you are you talking about more like attitude and demeanor, or are you talking about just like how they play the game?
I would say
a little,
yeah. I mean, I'm not saying he's as accurate as Brady,
mm-hmm.
as great anticipation-wise as Brady. Obviously, he's the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
I'm kind of more talking about a little bit from column A and a little bit from column B. But anyway, if, say, Vegas finishes with the number one overall pick, and therefore the Giants win a meaningless game on Sunday.
Yes.
And say the Giants finish with the number two pick, right?
Yeah.
Aren't you kind of hoping that that Vegas goes with Fernando Mendoza so you can get the best player available on your board that's not a quarterback? Because what you don't want to kind of be in the situation of, I don't think, mm-hmm. is having the number one overall pick in a quarterback challenged draft A lot of people are going to drum up the, well, is Jackson Dart really the guy? Or was he Dable's guy? Is he the guy with concussions, this, that, and the other thing? Yeah. Can the Giants trust him? Should they take Mendoza? Should they take your guy out of Oregon?
Dante
Moore. Should they trade? And if the Giants finish at number one overall,
mm-hmm.
I would tend to think they trade down, right?
Yeah, and I think that's what I'm more so. Even at number two, I think we would trade down because if you look at our recent draft history, we drafted like those top five positions where we look at kind of impact players, where we look at premium positions. We drafted a quarterback. We drafted Malik Nabers at receiver. And we drafted edge rusher and Abdul Carter. So I think that with, like you said, those teams at the top of the draft needing quarterbacks, it would be a different story if they didn't need a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I think with them needing a quarterback at that one or two spot, it would be ideal for us to trade back and get more draft picks for a team whose defense looked putrid this year. It gives, hopefully, our next GM more picks because – you need more picks in order to rebuild a roster. It's not going to come through free agency. It's going to be picks.
Right.
Hopefully we can get those picks at the one spot. I think we will be able to get just a little bit more at the one spot than we would the two.
If they lose the Giants, right now they have the number one overall pick.
Yes.
If they lose, I believe that
is locked.
Cinches it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously, you know, all the tiebreakers and strength of schedule or whatever. I don't want to go too deep, but that. But you're right. They could trade back at one or two. Now, the question becomes, is there a team that's willing, say, in the top six or seven to trade up? And you start saying, well, trade up. It's got to be for a quarterback, right? You can't trade up if it's not for a quarterback. Well, that's not the case. I mean, Jacksonville and Cleveland traded from 5-2 last year for Travis Hunter.
Yeah.
Right? Teams have moved up for other than just quarterbacks, but it does hurt the Giants' ability to trade back and to get that extreme value that they probably need if there isn't a thirst for the quarterback. And that's kind of the issue, is they might be able to move from, say, I don't know, 1 to... let's just say 6 with Arizona. Right now, Arizona is at 6, one spot ahead of Washington. Arizona needs a quarterback.
Yeah.
And that might get them a pretty good haul. But if there was a hankering for quarterbacks in this draft, it might get them 3 first-round picks, a second-round pick, and maybe a player. Whereas 6-1 this year might get them 2 first-round picks, which is still good.
Yeah, you're saying the quality of quarterback isn't as much as it was like with JJ or...
Right, it's not as desirable of a draft.
Yeah.
That makes trading back harder to get the requisite value or the value that you could get in certain years like last year when you had May, when you had Caleb, when you had Jaden, when you had Bo Nix, when you had Michael Penix, when you had J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah.
You had 6 guys go in the top, 11 or 12?
Yeah.
You had a thirst for quarterbacks.
Yeah. And we'll see. I mean, these things, like, that's definitely the scuttlebutt right now, like, that teams aren't hungry or willing. It's kind of like the teams are there and these quarterbacks are there.
Mm-hmm.
And why not take them? But there isn't. Like you said, there isn't that hunger that we've talked about with that quarterback class in particular that there is this year. So we'll see how things play off because I always feel like there's always this kind of narrative going into the draft of, oh, this year is a down year for X, Y, and Z, and then as the draft process moves forward, maybe it's not a solid class, but there is a one or two player that just jumps off the board.
Right.
There's someone that moves up the board that no one is thinking about. And even on draft day, there are a few surprises. And I just, for me, with the point that you're making, being at one gives them that more opportunity that if Fernando Mendoza or Dante Moore pops off the board and separates themselves from the rest of the class, that makes someone more hungrier for them. Whereas if we're at 2 and Fernando Mendoza comes off the board.
Goes at number one, then you have even less leverage.
Yeah, so I want to make sure that all the options are available to us at one.
And that's what I say is so important about losing at this time of the year if you are Dunsky, like the Commanders, like the Giants, like the Raiders, what have you, and why winning is not the ultimate elixir, is because not only does it theoretically give you a chance at a better player if you just stay, but it gives you more leverage. To your point, if Fernando Mendoza is already gone at 1-1 and you're at 1-2 and you're trying to trade back, good luck. Yeah. Not to say that you can't get a deal done, but you have a lot less leverage than if you have 1-1 and Fernando Mendoza is available, if that's who is determined to be the number one target of quarterback-hungry teams, which I presume that would be the case. Last thing for you on this, the Jets are at number four. There's always this thing about the battle of the back pages, right? Between the Mets and the Yankees, the Islanders and the Rangers in New York, the Jets and the Giants.
Yeah, we're battling right now.
Would you? You've been battling for futility for a long time. Would you be willing to make a trade that's not a slam dunk home run as defined by anyone reasonable? Would you be willing to make a trade with the Jets if that's your best offer? To move back to number four, while acknowledging the possibility that you may have just not only made a bad trade, but also that you may have just lost the battle for the back pages in New York, in the newspapers, for the next 10 to 12 years by trading back with the Jets. Does that bother you at all?
No. See, I'm not. And even when we had this discussion before we were playing the Commanders, you guys, or your outward team, we know how you feel inwardly. Even when we were having this discussion, it was like, I want to win ball games. My thought is this. As a GM, your goal is to put the best team on the field in order to win. If you win, you're going to be in the back of the draft anyway. You need to be effective no matter where you are in the draft. So if we go back to four and move up, no, I wouldn't have a problem with it, because my idea is, as an organization, you're supposed to be making these moves with the idea of, hey, this is what's best for the organization, and we're going to get a player just as good at four, if not better, and more pieces for later in the draft. The issue is the Giants organization and the moves that they made. But I also want to say that I think that there is a lot of harping on the Giants' mistakes. You pointed out the San Francisco 49ers, how long it took them to catch their stride. Even Howie Roseman, he's renowned as the best GM, and the Eagles are renowned as the best front office right now. The Eagles fans didn't like him his first 3 years. They wanted him gone.
Chip Kelly got rid of him.
Yeah. So there is an understanding that Joe Shane has made some controversial moves. We'll see how these things look down the line. But there is also a unhealthy relationship with that GM. So we'll see how things play out. I'm not harping too much on where we are in the draft. Like to get to one now that we're here. But
if I'm the Maris, there's no way I'm letting Joe Shane pick the next head coach and or pick the number one or number two overall pick or make that trade.
Yeah.
No chance. He hadn't proven enough. Nice guy, I'm sure. He hadn't proven enough. All right. Real quickly before we run out of time, Christmas Day tomorrow, you are not a Commanders fan.
No.
You're not a Cowboys fan.
No.
You have no reason other than it's on and it's the NFC least. Are you watching?
Yeah, I'm always watching football. I may check out some bowl games. I'm opening in my ESPN app right now.
I don't think there's any bowl games during the day tomorrow. I got a bunch of games on Friday. I got a game tonight.
Yeah, there is a Hawaii-California game tonight, so no bowl games. Yeah, I'm definitely watching football tomorrow. Yeah, watching football.
Your family gets together, right? I assume both of your families, right?
Yes.
Me
and my girlfriend.
Right. So everybody's getting together. You're making that wild drink that you made last time, right?
No, I'm not doing it this time.
You're not doing that time.
No.
Do you have any other traditions that I don't know about that are maybe important for the show?
Opening gifts.
Okay.
That's it? About it. Yeah.
All right. That'll be over before 1 o'clock. So you're watching. Your girl says, or your family says, you know what? Hey, Mac, you don't have to watch that game. I mean, you're off tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You're really going to watch that game?
Yeah.
Are you going to be locked in, or is it just going to be casually on?
I think that if the games are tight down the stretch, then I'll definitely be locked in. Yeah. If that late night game, you know, because I'm an old man and I do have to do a few things on Friday I need to get ready for, depending on how that game goes, I may kind of tune out. But those first two, I'm definitely going to be locked in.
What if
I just love football?
What if they say, we're going to watch Home Alone with Macaulay Culkin and Joe Pesci?
We can get that done in the morning. Like, everybody in my family knows I have a strong love for football. And a lot of my family members do, too. Like, my dad loves football. I don't know about just as much, but he loves football a lot, too. He'll be watching the games.
Okay.
I was just in here with Linnell looking at coverages on TikTok. Like, I enjoy
the X's and O's, yeah, and all that stuff.
Cowboy B got in on the action, yeah, too. So
Cowboy Bob, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
What's on the menu for tomorrow? Any idea?
Mom's making mac and cheese,
okay,
greens, and short ribs.
Ooh.
Yeah.
She smoke up the short ribs, or does she just bake them in the oven? Or?
I think we're just going oven. I'm not sure how things get done.
Right.
I'm just popping up when it's time to eat.
Yeah, when it's time to go.
Yeah.
When it's time to go. All right. Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. Thanks for all you did for, do and did for the show. I appreciate it. We don't say that enough. So, you know, very sincerely, I appreciate you very much.
Same here, Rooster.
I know we like to kid and joke around and all that stuff. But I enjoy working with you and I appreciate all that you've done, for the show. That being said, we got to take a timeout. We got Dale in Hyattsville. If he wants to hang on, a couple more hanging on. We will get to you next on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, coming up in about 25 minutes or so, Dumb Dumb of the Day to wrap things up. Yeah, Santa's coming down tonight. Mm-hmm. What kind of cookies are you leaving Santa at your house there, Mac?
I have a funny story. I know my dad's probably still listening.
Oh.
There was one year.
Does your dad listen on a regular basis?
I think he does sometimes, yeah.
I didn't know this.
Not regular. I wouldn't say he listens every day.
What should I call him? Mr. Mac? Or should I call him Mr.
Tony?
Nick Barnett?
People call him Tony, yeah.
Just Tony?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that, I mean, is that rude of me to call him just Tony?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
What's up, Tony?
I'm sure he wouldn't be. Yeah. So.
Shaking, Tony.
So one time when I was younger.
Tony.
We both love The Sopranos, too, yeah. So saying it like that is, I'm sure he'll get a kick out of that.
Hey, Tony, what you got?
There was one year where I was 6 years old. We left Oreos out, and we see a bite of the Oreo taken out of the cookie and then spat on the plate. He hates Oreos, my dad. I found that on later in life, but I guess my mom left out Oreos for him, and then they ran with the joke of Santa hates Oreos, but obviously.
Oh, so Tony Claus bit into the Oreo.
Yeah.
But didn't eat the whole Oreo because he hates Oreos.
Yeah.
Did it ever get proven, though, that Tony Claus was the one that bit into it? Or
yeah, I vividly remember them, like, why are they laughing so hard about Santa not liking Oreos? This is kind of a bummer.
Mm.
Like, as a kid, I was like, darn, I let Santa down.
You know, this was before you were with us, but our friend and our late partner, Pete Medhurst, he loved Oreos. So there is an Oreo sign that is still, it will be there as long as I'm in control around here, unless they fire me. But there's a Oreo sign that somebody gave us. Who gave it to us? Was it Athen? I can't remember. It was Athen or somebody gave it to us. I can't remember. This one, we were still doing the show together, but you know, we got an Oreo sign with the kid and the old school. Wish I had a million Oreos.
Yeah, it looks like an old school Oreo poster, too.
The problem with Oreos, I know they've come out with different flavors and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you know if there's like peanut butter Oreos? Because I like peanut butter and chocolate, but.
Yeah, I think there are peanut butter Oreos.
I mean, Oreos are fine. Like, but I gotta be honest with you. Like, if I'm going to have cookies, I mean, I love oatmeal raisin, like a good soft oatmeal raisin cookie.
Fire. That's actually, I think that may be my house's favorite.
Oh, so good. Right?
Yeah.
So good. And yet so many people do not like them for various reasons. The raisins, the oatmeal. I love oatmeal raisin. Ty Guy loves oatmeal raisin cookies, too.
Yeah, because you and Ty Guy have taste, you know?
Well, I appreciate it.
Exquisite.
So does your family. Yeah. I don't hate Oreos. It's just I wouldn't, like, go and buy a package, per se. You know? I just wouldn't do that. What kind of pie do you like? I mean, while we're trying to do everything we can to avoid talking about the Commanders and the Cowboys.
I'm pumpkin, apple.
What's your one seed?
What's my one seed?
Yeah, in the make-believe
Pie Land.
AMAC Pie Land tournament. Kind of like the make-believe NFC East Hard Knocks tournament.
We consider cheesecake pie?
I think it qualifies.
Yeah.
I think you said that one time and I forgot that.
Yeah, I think
cheesecake is great.
Cheesecake is like top tier. I love cheesecake with like a cup of coffee. Hot cup of coffee.
Cheesecake is tremendous. Yeah. Any specific kind or no?
No, I'm not really a sweets guy.
Have
so
you been
just
to the Cheesecake Factory?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Yeah, of course.
We should have our next show meeting that we never have at the Cheesecake Factory.
We should do the show from the Cheesecake Factory.
I mean, that would be great. If the Cheesecake Factory wanted to send us there,
I'll let your boys.
We are all ears. Yeah. I'll let your boys. All right. Let's do this. Let's grab so we're scratching the trending alert, right? So we can get to Dale in Hyattsville, who's been hanging on for a long time. Dale, sorry about that. Thank you for being patient. Happy holidays, pal. How are you?
You too. How are you doing, Chris?
Doing good, Dale. Thanks.
Before I talk about Mike Preston for a minute, you know, y'all been talking about Lamar's contract, and the Ravens have their hands, they're all tied up with that contract.
Yeah.
One of the things that people are not mentioning the fact is he has a no clause in that contract, no trade clause.
Yeah.
Which means that even if they restructure the contract, which is what they're going to do, like what Birdie says.
Yep.
Or spread it out like that. If whatever team that they're going to try to trade him to, they got to get permission from him to do that.
Yes. That's the thing. I presume, like, if a team like Miami, which he supposedly wants to go to, which makes all the sense, like he would renegotiate the contract to make it easier for Baltimore to swallow, Miami to accept, and, you know, he would have to be involved in that, absolutely. But maybe he's tired of being in Baltimore, too.
Yeah, but here's the wild part. There's other aspects of that contract that are not really good. If they waive him, all 31 NFL teams have a right to pick him up, and if any one of them pick him up, they have to pay his salary for that particular year, 2026. The next one is if they cut him. They owe him $52 million.
Oh, yeah.
For those 2 years.
Yeah.
And then there's no franchise tag. So really, and plus what's even worse is that this is not a good quarterback class. So it means is that they're going to be stuck with that contract for about a couple of years. But the main thing I think that they're trying to do is they're trying to extend it. They're trying to stretch it out so that way the dead cap hit doesn't hurt them that much, so that way they can deal with trades, or they can deal with signing people and stuff like that. But as far as Mike Preston is concerned, you know, you can be 30 years in the news business. You can talk to Ed Reed. You can talk to Ray Lewis and all that other stuff. But one of these aspects, they have a show called Touchdown Baltimore. I've been looking at that since they've been having the rate, since Lamar became a member of that team. And, like, the last couple of years, he's offhandedly was saying, like, oh, I think that he's quitting, and that maybe he's a little lazy. And that he said it in a sarcastic way, like, and smiling, like he's not, doesn't mean to say directly what that is. But the only thing I say is that you coming from, like, one perspective, you know, some people need to ask him, well, where are you getting your sources from? Have you talked to people inside the organization? Mm-hmm. Have you talked to the players? Have you talked to the president of the team? Have you talked to the owner of the team? Have you talked to the players around there? All the different aspects. That's how you get a total perspective of what's going on. And Lamar's going to be all right next year. It's just this year he just has to deal with a lot of injuries. And the main thing that I think they want to see is they want to see, after he gets a couple of months off, how he's going to act, how he's going to respond and stuff like that before they make any kind of decisions. But they do. But that 86 thing that you were talking about, that's absolutely right. I think like June the 1st that they have to restructure the contract, or they're going to have dead cap money of $80 some million.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what's going on. And, you know, I like Birdie, too. He's another guy I really do like, because he gives a real good perspective of what the Ravens have. He's really good. I mean, and
don't blow, you know, up his ego too much, you know. No, I'm just teasing.
Okay, I won't do that. But I'm just saying that he's an insider, because he's in Baltimore.
Yeah.
And that's the whole issue right there. So it's more than just what Mike Preston's. I mean, you can take it for a grain of salt. You can take what the person said with a grain of salt. But unless you go through all of the sources, do everything like I was saying, you don't get a better perspective.
I got you, Dale, and I totally understand and appreciate what you're saying. The problem is you'll never get John Harbaugh, Eric DaCosta, the offensive coordinator, Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, whoever he's talking to. You will never get them on the record to say anything remotely of the sort.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
So, I mean, that kind of, you know,
nice
that
kind of
hurts that. You too. I appreciate you, as always. Thanks for hanging in there. Sorry about the long wait. We'll get to Paulie next after the break. Timeout. Still dum-dum of the day to come right here on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, about 15 minutes left or so in the show. Good to have you with us. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Coming down the stretch. Yeah, have yourself a merry little Christmas. Sincerely wish you all the best. Happy, safe, healthy holiday. Free of drama. I would say free of the Commanders, but, you know. I mean, maybe that's something you like to torture yourself with. I don't know. I guess we should probably pick the game. I don't know how to pick the game. I mean, the Cowboys are the better offense. We know that. Both teams stink on defense. The Cowboys are 8.5-point favorites. I mean, if I had to lean one way or the other, I would say Commanders plus the 8.5. I guess that'll be my official sort of pick. I think it'll be a 23-20-ish game. And it's just a matter of who turns the ball over less, who makes one more field goal. You remember, Brandon Aubrey, as good as he is, when he's bad, he's bad. Like, last week or a week and a half ago. And like one game a couple of years ago, week 18 at Landover, he missed two field goals in one game. So that could come into play here. But, man, if the Commanders can't run the ball and run it really well against a Cowboy defense that you can run, but if they can't run it really well, it's hard to think that even Josh Johnson and Terry McLaurin, you know, are going to be able to save the day. Remember, there's Debo, but there's no Noah Brown. There's no Luke McCaffrey. There's no Jalen Lane. There is Treylon Burks. There is Treylon Burks. All right, let's get to Paulie. Happy holidays, Paulie. How are you, my friend?
Hell to the W, man. You know, I was having a good day until 1 o'clock.
That sucks for you, man.
Yeah, then the Grinch Russell came on the show. I think really the news of the day is who in the hell let you in their sorority? I mean, their fraternity. Who are Beta Kappa Grumpy?
That's a good one, Paulie. Where'd you come up with that one? How long did it take you to cook that one up?
It's easy with you, man. I know that was a hell of an initiation painting you had to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Jesus, man.
Yeah.
Listen, let me tell you this, man. Let me tell you this, bro. All it shows is that this is your job. That's it. And we all have jobs we don't like, and we're in fields and careers that we don't necessarily like to be in, but we do it. You know what I mean? We got people to take care of and things like that. And it just shows with you. Because I heard you back in April when the schedule came out. You begroned for 3 hours about Christmas Day.
Yeah.
We understand. We told you then, well, don't go to the game, Russell. And you're not going to the game. Well, take off of work, Russell. You're not working. So what is your problem, man?
Here's what you don't understand. I still have to work. I have to be on the radio Friday. I still have to watch the game.
Christmas is Thursday.
Yeah, I know. When would you like me to watch it?
Get to enjoy. Hey, you can watch it whenever you want to watch
it. Okay. I got to watch it on Thursday.
You got to watch it on Christmas. You can watch it Thursday night. You can watch it at 12 o'clock when it officially be Friday.
Well,
I'm
doing other things at midnight.
Right. Whatever. Sure. You know, that's a lie. Let me say this, though, man. Sports is a fabric of holidays. Thanksgiving, Christmas. If you're a basketball fan, you know the NBA season starts Christmas Day. Mm. All right? So the whole thing is, man, just because you don't like it, don't ruin it for other people, man. You know, I'm not a real big Christmas person. I'm not. I enjoy the holiday. You know, you get to be all family, whatever. But I'm not really, for various reasons, I had a couple of deaths in my family,
sure,
things like that.
No, I understand.
I'm not a real big Christmas person. But I don't try to ruin it for everybody else.
Let me ask you this. I'm ruining it by saying it's an absolute travesty that the NFL is trying to make money on Christmas Day?
Yes, so is the NBA. I tell you what, if the Capitals was playing, you'll be jumping up and down in your underwear.
The NHL is respectful of the holiday and family time.
Respectful of the holiday.
They shut down.
Well, you know what? When I go in somebody's house on Christmas or Thanksgiving, the game is on. Regardless of it's not detracting nobody from being with the family. What are you talking? Like I said, just because it's not what you like and what you want to do,
so you don't,
you
don't, you
have
don't
to
think,
detract it from
hang on
everybody
a second.
Else.
You don't think, right, that if a football game is on, that guys mostly, but some women too, are not going to be like captivated by the television and the game and talking about and watching the game instead of, I don't know, playing a board game or singing Christmas carols?
Who plays board games or sing Christmas carols, man? See, right now we having a diversity conversation right here. That ain't never happening. Listen, man, if you go around...
What do you do on Christmas, Paulie?
Anybody's family house I go to, you know what happens? The one thing you don't be with is just with your significant other, because you're kind of glad you're around other people, and you're glad that she's around family of female choice also. I get to be with my cousins, my uncles, my grandpas, and she get to be with the aunt and the aunties and the sisters and all, and we good. We do guy things, they do girl things, grandma make the food, and we eat. That's how it rolls, bro. I don't know what the hell you talking about, Christmas caroling and board games. Are you serious?
Paulie, I want you to come over my house so we can sit around the fireplace and sing Silent Night.
If I come around your house, I'm taking your little man with me. We going to my people's house, and we going to get the spades game going on. That's what's going to happen. And for the rest of the holidays, he would never want to be with you again.
Little beer pong?
I'm going to Uncle Paulie.
Yeah,
I'm going
to
Uncle Paulie, man. Let's go. Man. Hey, Russell, man.
Happy holidays.
Russell. Happy holidays, man. I love you, man. Hey, Matt, I love you. 980 family, man. I love y'all too, man. Enjoy your holidays, man. Hail to the W.
You're the man, Paulie, even though you're a gigantic pain in my backside.
Five-bedded.
Oh, that. Yeah, we're done. All right, that's us. I've had enough. We're going to break. We're going to get out. Do we have a simulcast coming up? Is that what we're doing at 4 o'clock?
Yes.
With Linnell and Tobias?
Yeah.
All right, let's do that. Let's break for... Oh, you want me to go to... Okay, let's squeeze in Little here real quickly before the end of the show. Little... Sorry about that. I didn't know.
No, you my man, Rooster. You my main apple scrapple, man. Look, if you talking about Petey Wheatstraw, man, look, they got a billboard out of Rose Croft with oil cooking.
Oh, there you go.
Ain't
yeah.
that something, man? That's my main man.
Yeah.
Hey, look.
He used to dominate Rose Croft.
I'm a Rose Croft. I was in Atlanta, Maryland. But look, let me piggyback off of what I was telling Timber Hills, Maryland, Rose Croft. But I was telling Paulie the other day. What I'm saying is that Deontay Smith, 175 pounds, Paulie, soaking wet. The way I'm looking at it, I'm gonna put my helmet in between his numbers before he come off the line of scrimmage. That's what I was saying, Paulie. Our scheme is solved. We got to get back to that, chucking them, putting their hands on them, and then let's see if we get beat. We get beat. But at least I know you playing the game the righteous way. I'm a Muslim too, so seems like Paulie got a little Muslim up in him. But my grandchildren hit me up already, Rooster. $1,500. I got 7 of them. So look, moving forward. Merry Christmas, everything. Oh, let me say something to Robert from Annapolis. You don't shake your skin, Robert, because I ain't heard nothing from you. Oh, he called last week and said what we should be doing at doing our time. But look, let me say this, man. Look, I'm going to tell y'all now, man. Before we go in this stadium, man, we're going to be, hey, look, Rooster, I'm going to put a lot of money on us next year. The next 2 years, we'll be up in the Super Bowl before we go up in the stadium. But good, guess what? San Francisco going to win it all. I got money on them. Frisco going to win it all this year. Kyle Shanahan, guess what? He's due. So that's how the football guys look at things. Kyle Shanahan is due. And I'm putting a lot of money on San Francisco to win it all.
If they win the Super Bowl at Levi's Stadium with all of their injuries all year long, it would be the greatest coaching job ever by mankind. That would be it. Little, got to let you run. Appreciate it. Happy holidays, brother. All right, that does it for the calls. That does it for the content, with the exception of one thing. Dumb Dumb of the Day next. All right, we're wrapping up the show, and not the week. I'll be back on Friday, but AMAC will be out, so he'll rejoin us on Monday. I'm going to do this. I had another story planned out for Dumb Dumb of the Day, but I decided to make a last-minute at-the-line-of-scrimmage adjustment. I'm just going to say this. There are so many horrible, horrible, horrible stories of terror and tragedy and gun violence and violence against each other and murders and just awful, 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 awful people in our society. I don't know where it went so wrong, so off the rails, so off track, but it has. Too much freedom, too many problems, what have you. At Christmas time, I want to remember anyone that tragically lost their lives this year or recently, especially if it was done as an act of violence, like what happened at the DMV in Delaware yesterday, where a 34-year-old state trooper who's working an overtime shift providing security at a DMV office was gunned down, saved a clerk, pushed him out of the way, took another bullet by a murderer who ultimately was shot dead himself. He was a University of Maryland graduate, a member of the wrestling team, a state trooper for 10 years. He leaves behind at 34 a wife and a 1-year-old daughter who will never grow up to know her dad. Only of him, not him. I don't want to be too sentimental here, but there are a lot of dum-dums out there. There are a lot of mean people. There are a lot of mean people. Please think about your actions. Please think about how you think about other people. And please stop with the gun violence. That's all I got to say. Merry Christmas to everyone and to all that we've lost. Thank you for your sacrifice and thank you for everything that you brought to our world to make it a better place. Thanks to AMAC. We have a simulcast coming up. Linnell and Toby Altizer from 106.7. That will take you through. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. We'll see you back here Friday at 1 o'clock. Adios, everybody.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you can go sit down, Rooster. Goodbye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.